Welcome to The Age of Aging, a podcast about living well with an aging brain. My name's Terrence Casey, and The Age of Aging podcast is a project more than 2 years in the making. We've long talked about using this audio format as a way to expand our storytelling technique that's so important to us. But I should take a step back. I'm the Director of Communications and Outreach for the Penn Memory Center, the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at the University of Pennsylvania. We were working on it on our own for a long time before we realized that a couple of people with writing experience weren't going to get a podcast done on their own. And that's when we brought in Jake Johnson. What were you doing before this?
I worked on a podcast, a philosophy podcast in college, and then I worked in health journalism for a while, writing, but I've always had a deep passion for podcasting ever since listening to NPR in the car as a kid and shows like Radiolab and This American Life, which were big inspirations for us when making this podcast.
I'm glad you said Radiolab. You're right. That is the true inspiration for the show in terms of the production style, and I won't kid ourselves that's where we're at, as lovely as that would be. This American Life is more of an inspiration for the structure, which is shorter stories under a common theme. And you'll hear that in this inaugural episode, that we try to have one main theme and three or four stories related to that theme.
Yeah, we have a ton of great stories this season, and a few that are coming to mind right now. We talk to genetic counselors about what it means to get genetic counseling. We explore memory cafes, which is a huge program here at the Penn Memory Center. We talk to a poet in Joshua Tree about her mother. And in another story, we learn about the different kinds of diagnostic tools and scans that researchers use to identify disease in the brain.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to look at a story from early on in my tenure here, focusing on Carl Duzin, a patient who turned a peculiar hobby into fantastic works of art. And then, of course, we're going to get to some of the headlines in the Alzheimer's space, particularly the recently approved drug Leqembi and the status of it at Penn Medicine and beyond.
So episode one is coming soon, so subscribe to The Age of Aging wherever you get your podcasts in order to make sure you get it. But until then, here's a little sample of what's to come in season one.
Thanks, Jake.
Hi, my name is Emily Largent.
Hi, my name is John Detra.
My name is Kate Leitz.
Lauren Massimo.
Joanne Beam, like a sunbeam.
One of the ways it's really important for addressing stigma is leaning into the initial inclination to go into silence or quiet and let those negative beliefs or attitudes prevail.
Unfortunately, there's no rule book. There's no perfect way to do this.
It just creates a space that's comfortable and designed for them, as opposed to just trying to like fit into this box of acceptable behavior.
For every hour that individuals were engaging in cognitive or social activities, they had a benefit for longevity.
We are so much more than our genes.
It's a new day. It's a new era in Alzheimer's disease diagnostics and therapeutics.